This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is Vile Fungus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Is this the thing that the bastard of Walled Shut?
It has to be.
Referring to with his little tiny ding dong and his immense amounts of hanging butthole.
Like, just, yeah, he's got a back penis. It's very strange.
he's really got a flap, a back flap, and just like a really, you know, a limp boy. And we talked about, you just don't see enough limp boys, like,
yeah,
you know, like how limp he is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this fungus here.
Yeah, let's talk about this limp boy. So yeah. This is space fungus that apparently traveled along with the what is it,
the Mego?
Yeah, the Mego. There we are.
Yeah, who are great. Mm-hmm. Love Megos. These are cool. They feel a little bit like a D&D monster, but because it's called a Cthulhu, the description and the consequence of getting caught by them is way worse.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, so like you're trundling along in a cave, and you see, hey, that's a strange mushroom. You touch it, and then it like extends its filaments in, and it slowly spreads from the limb where it makes contact, replacing the tissue with fungus strands. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it mushroomifies you, and does, like, you know, the cordyceps or whatever. It modifies your behavior,
but better than cordyceps.
Yes.
So like this is you know, and you can burn it off, and you can treat it with chemicals and stuff and get it off within 2 hours. You can amputate the limb. If you miss that, though, it's like cordyceps except spooky. It's like cordyceps, you know, The Last of Us is spooky, but just turning into a zombie is not very imaginative.
Yeah, like, you know, cordyceps and ants, where it's like, hey, climb to the top of this blade of grass and chill out. I think that's pretty scary.
I mean, it's scary because it's a little weird, but it's not like it's better than a zombie. But the way this thing works, I love, where like you get real quiet and sullen.
Mm-hmm.
You refuse medical treatment.
Of course.
And then this last paragraph here, which is really great, where you lose stats and your power goes up. So your psychic power goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Once that changes you entirely, your body becomes a spongy mass that no longer boasts DNA. I'm always boasting DNA.
Yep.
I'm like a rapper. There's no treatment available at this point to save the infected. Anyone examining the victim runs the danger of being infected. The victim does not die, but instead becomes a horrible, immobile, fungal parody of their former self. So that's the magic right there. Because you go and you just hang out in your dark bedroom, you know, and just like, I'm just imagining like breaking into like a nursing home, like an abandoned nursing home or something, and all of these people who look a little bit like people but not quite,
just
sitting in these chairs, you know.
They have been slowly replaced
by just like mushrooms in the shape of people.
Ah, so good.
Like, that's really good.
And they don't die. Do they stick around as like psychic beings that are just kind of planted in place?
So that's a thing where we just don't get motivation for them.
Yeah.
Like, I presumably they want other people to come touch them.
Right, right.
You know, it's a trap for people to come check in on their dead relatives. You know, so like you go and do a well-being check on you know, your great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get you. And that's how they spread.
Oh.
You know, through familial concern.
God damn it, Jerry. Every time. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.